been able to take different members of the families to different screenings. How have they changed after seeing it multiple times, and has their reactions changed at all, the families?
Well, they have, from the first day we screened the film, because, you know, the way that Steve James taught me to do this so long ago, but when you're telling character stories, and deeply emotional character stories, it's always important to share the film with those characters before the film goes public, not for editorial control, but just out of respect, and we did that. And that was also, like, we set up screenings in a theater, and we invited the family and any support people they wanted to bring. It was a regular movie theater, and the first half hour was explaining to these folks that, guess what, you know, your most hated person in the world in this movie, too. Villain. We're telling the story from the villain's perspective. And, you know, I knew that was going to be very difficult. And, of course, there were blank stares because they were shocked. Then they saw the movie. And then we spent an hour or so after just talking. And they all had a lot of respect for me. But I felt that, and I knew this would happen, that some of them felt a little betrayed at that moment because they thought, my God, we poured our hearts out to you. I didn't know you were also talking to our, you know, our biggest enemy. And he was pouring his heart to you. But pretty quickly, they started turning around. They all supported the film, even right from the beginning, even though they didn't know how to feel about me. But I was really open about it, and I explained why we couldn't have told them. We wouldn't have told them even if it wasn't that kind of circumstance, because you can't just say, well, hey, by the way, I'm talking to so-and-so, so we didn't want to filter any of the comments from anybody if they knew we were talking to someone else. But what's happened over the time is that they have morphed into even better people than they were before. For example, two of the kids have become friendly with the judge's daughter that's in the movie, who completely disagrees with what her father did as far as taking the money. But, you know, like, when she was raised, he was a zero-tolerant father, too. And she has a lot of empathy for the kids that went through it, and she's made it known to them. And it's all not in the public, but both Hillary and Justin particularly are friendly with the Judge Zorro's daughter. Now, that never could have happened before. And then even at the United Nations screening last week, I'm there with Sandy Fonzo and Hillary Transu and Lorene Transu, the mother-daughter team. And sometimes we travel with Justin, and sometimes we travel with Charlie and or Charlie's mother, and they're all have expressed at different times gratitude for, you know, allowing their story to get out there truthfully, and they all now speak very highly of the fact that we told the story from the villain and the victim's perspective because they've seen how audiences react to it, and it provides a better understanding. So they've all grown, I've grown, everyone's grown.